and the King and I. And it was so exciting because I got to wear makeup and I got to stay up late. And so I've always loved that. Anyway, I thought I'd start off with that today. The other announcement I need to make, in the interest of full disclosure and being transparent, because several of you have asked me about it, Thomas Daniel's sermon series, if you have not heard, we've started this new one called Adventure versus Anxiety, and based on the story of David and Goliath and how we make decisions. We make decisions either based from a place of anxiety, fear, or we make decisions based from a place of adventure, which is the faith-filled choice. So you're going to be hearing a lot about that this year, adventure versus anxiety. I was inspired Sunday to make a decision based on adventure. And I allowed my grandchildren to put two, what was assured to me, temporary tattoos on my ankles. Okay, Harold is freaking out. My daughters-in-law are freaking out. And they assured me that they would wash off. I've been scrubbing since Sunday, and I've used everything I can think of. So I think they just may have to wear off, and you're going to see me in blue jeans after this. But anyway, it's Boba Fett on one leg and Darth Vader on the other. Great adventure. Great adventure. Okay, we're going to start this morning, and I'm going to just talk a little bit about this writing assignment that y'all had. It's so funny. When I used the term homework, a lot of y'all were like, oh, no, that's horrible. I don't want to do homework. That's terrible. I have really bad, you know. Okay, don't think of it as homework. Think of it as an opportunity to really look at your life story, okay? And that's really what we wanted you to do with this. It was designed to help you think maybe about a part of your life in a little different way than what you had thought of it before. Hopefully, you will begin to see the threads of your life that God has woven together from the very beginning. Some of us have a longer tapestry than others, but God has been weaving from the very start. Like we discussed with Paul last week, you will hopefully and prayerfully begin to see how God has been at work in your life, making you into the woman he wants you to be, and creating and preparing and shaping you for the work he wants you to do. So that's the whole point of this exercise and this spiritual growth and this emphasis on story. We're all on a journey. No two are alike. You own your own story. If you don't tell it, nobody else can tell it for you. And we will miss out if you don't tell your stories. Now, the challenge in this writing assignment is not just to look at your life and focus on the details and the events of what's going on in your story, but to focus on what it means. And that requires some reflection on your part and really taking time to look for a deeper meaning in it, to examine your life for the evidence of the hand of God. Also, when people in your small group are telling stories, listen carefully and look for the hand of God in their life, because frequently it's easier to see it in somebody else's life than it is to see it in your own. So that's kind of what we're doing with this writing assignment today. And you will get to hear lots of stories in your small groups. I know you're going to be excited. I'm only sad that I'm not going to get to be in every one today and hear every single story. Anyway, so that's what we're doing. Because I'm not prepared to ask you all to do something that I am not willing to do, I'm going to share with you what happened with me when I did this assignment at the leaders' retreat. I started out thinking I was going to write about my family. That wouldn't be too much of a surprise. I've spent a lot of time thinking about my family through the years. It's full of big personalities and strong women, and you guys have heard lots of stories about my family. So I thought, well, this will be easy. I won't have a problem with this. But when I sat down and put pen to paper and the clock was ticking on the 15 minutes, much to my surprise, I did not write about my family. I wrote about the place I grew up in. Very specifically, not just West Texas, not just Alpine, not just the ranch. I wrote about the mountains that surrounded me when I was growing up. I was surrounded by Twin Peaks, which bordered our ranch on the east, Cathedral Mountain, which bordered it on the south, McIntyre Peak, which is kind of in the middle, is named after my great-grandfather, which I didn't even know that until I was about 20. I don't know how I didn't put that name together with my grandmother, but anyway. Paisano Peak on the west, and some of you may recognize this one, Mitre Peak, because there's a Girl Scout camp that's there. So I grew up with all of these mountains around me. They obviously are big, they are rough, they are full of grandeur and mystery, and they are all very distinctive. They don't look like any other mountain around. And in the midst of hundreds of them, I can recognize each and every single one. They boundaried my life. And I felt very safe and secure by being surrounded by these mountains. I learned to navigate by them. My grandparents, with a great deal of trust, turned me loose basically when I was 5 years old at the ranch, because I knew north, south, east, and west, and I knew how to get home if I saw one of those mountains. I could navigate back to the ranch house. The idea of getting lost was inconceivable to me, because if I could see one of these mountains, I knew where I was and I knew where to go. Each one of those mountains had different personalities. I learned to respect each and every one of them. I played on them. I climbed them. I learned about nature on them. I unleashed my vast imagination on them. They became pirate ships and forts and castles and dragons and all kinds of things. They really were my friends when I was growing up. Very reliable, dependable, always there. They were always there. They so influenced me growing up that I instinctively look for high ground no matter where I go. So if I can find a high point and see either a sunrise or a sunset, I'm pretty much good to go and I'm not going to get lost. That has served me well in New York City and in the bush of Zambia. I will say I cannot find my way out of a paper bag if I'm in a hospital. Okay, so you don't want to follow me in a hospital. I can't do it. But if I'm outside, I can navigate most anywhere. It served all of us well. One time when we were in Zambia, we were going cross-country trying to find a village, and our Zambian driver got lost. We got stuck. Where's Suzanne McFarlane? There's Suzanne. I will not tell Suzanne's story because it's Suzanne's story, but you should ask Suzanne about her comment that has now gone down in Covenant Mission folklore. Suzanne was. Anyway, my husband came back to talk to me while they were trying to figure out how to unstick these safari vehicles. And he said, you know, basically we're lost. I said, no, we're not. And he said, what do you mean? I said, well, if you'll just go to the south of that little mountain over there and then go around to the west, the village is on the west side. And he said, Jen, the Zambian doesn't know that. I said, Harold, we visited that village on our pre-trip. Trust me, I know where this is. And sure enough, that's where we went. And I didn't get any credit for that. The Zambian did. That's okay. We weren't lost anymore. Clearly, mountains shaped the story of my life. And I was so surprised that I was writing about them, my old friends. But then the opportunity to reflect on that came. And I thought, why? Why are these mountains so important to me? Why was that so formative in my life? And what I realized was, even from the very, very beginning, God was trying to teach me something about himself by the place he put me in, surrounded by those mountains. They constantly pointed to the power of a creator who could speak them into being. And that has held with me all of my life, is the incredible power and awesome beauty of our creator God. He also was painting a father image that still influences me today. And that is, he was constant, unchanging, powerful, beautiful in the wildest sort of way, absolutely due respect, and there. No matter when I went off on my little prodigal trips, and there were many of them, he was always there waiting for me to come back. But most importantly, what I learned when I reflected on those mountains was that if I orient myself around Jesus Christ, then I will never, ever get lost. I know where to go to come home and how to navigate off of them. And that's the meaning behind those mountains. That's what I want to encourage you guys to do, is tell your stories. Tell your stories. They're fascinating. They're fabulous. All those details are great. But then think about what that means in your life as far as what God is doing in and with you and in and through you. The psalmist sings my song, Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And that's what he used those mountains to teach me. Okay, let's pray, and then we're going to dismiss by groups. Okay? Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you are alive and active and you are weaving our stories into your story. Whether we are in a sweet spot today or in a hard place today, Lord, open us up to you, to the work you want to do in us and through us, to the women you want us to become. Help us to reflect on our lives and discern your hand. Thank you for the companions you've given us on this part of the journey. And Lord, just open up our hearts to more and more of you and more of each other. We ask that in Jesus' precious name. Amen. All right.